teams get ready to go. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Stating your opinion, are you serious, bro? Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Talking about some wrestling for just a little bit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Tagged explicit so we can say shit.
Good morning, wherever you are in internet land. Welcome to another edition of Shoot Promo, the only wrestling game show in the world. I am your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 17th of March, 2012. It's St. Patrick's Day, and we're back with our inaugural tournament for the King of Promos. Five teams are battling it out to earn points and boost themselves up the rankings. And in just a few weeks' time, we will crown our very first King of Promos. Let's have a look at the current rankings as they stand. Moss Covered Family Dunzers in third place with 207 points after three games are the three-man power trip. And in second place with 208 points after three games played are the Minty Irish Bulls.
Bullshit.
And currently sitting at the top of the table after playing all four games. It's the score to beat, ladies and gentlemen. Team Armbar with 265 points. While another two teams tonight will have their last chance to try and make it into the grand final. They are the Minty Irish Bulls, led by the Minty Fresh One himself, Mints!
Bacon-flavoured sex lube, because just raping Jews and Muslims don't degrade them enough.
What?
Oh.
Oof.
Oh.
Okay. moving swiftly on. He's also, of course, joined by the voice of the Bulls himself, the multi-talented, multi-gendered Swerveface.
It's a boy, I shouted as I ran from the Thai brothel.
Oh dear. Okay. And of course, making up the Irish part of the team, possibly in a good mood today, high spirits, Guinness everywhere, it's PX!
Hashtag, where is Trent?
Where is Trent indeed?
I think it's somewhere in England.
On the other side are the three-man power trip led by the mod from Woo, it's Mr. Omega BR!
Yes, a happy holiday to everyone. In the spirit of the season, I caught the rugby match between England and Ireland. And it, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to be a combination between American football, European football, and keeping your drunk friend from fighting that guy.
Yes, it is. Yes, that is exactly how rugby started. Also joining him is everyone's favourite N64 game. He's got a new mic, everyone. It's GoldenEye!
This place is ballin', yo. Chicken nuggets be crispy like you've never seen.
His voice is as crisp as crispy chicken nuggets. I forgot to ask, of course, we have the immortal question to ask Omega. Omega, how many clothes are you wearing?
Currently, I'm sporting a terry cotton robe.
Oh!
Ooh!
Is that it?
Excellent!
Not terry cloth, mind you, terry cotton.
Oh, good. And by no means least, the man who's sitting in the window dump seat, it is none other than Window Dump!
You never get that taste out of your mouth. You'll never get the title off of the Hulkster now, and you can't go back. Same way you came. The Marks already saw that swerve. It just won't work again. Fire Russo!
Okay, this bodes well for this week's episode. Of course, we also have our live studio audience who are here to boo and cheer accordingly. Say hello, studio audience!
Hello!
Excellent!
There's that text.
They're all here. Excellent. Our wonderful studio audience will be taking part in some audience participation. Last week, we asked our audience to come up with titles for a possible Hulk Hogan sex tape. This week, we would like them to come up with things that they didn't want to do, but that Chris Jericho made them do this week. So you can tweet them at our Twitter, at ShootPromoShow, and at the end of the show, we will read the best ones out. So that's things that you didn't want to do, but Chris Jericho made you do this week. So here are the rules for the teams, just because it's their last possible time to be here. The teams, of course, will try and answer some questions about the past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be awarded points for being funny, positive, and original, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if the team says something slightly funny, I'll award them 1 point, which sounds like this. God, it's always really quiet in there. If they say something funnier, they'll be awarded 2 points, which sounds like this. And if they say something hilarious, they'll be awarded 3 points, which sounds like this. And of course, on the other hand, if they do start drifting too far off topic or say something terribly unfunny, I will have to deduct points, which sounds like this. Excellent. Well, seeing as wrestling hasn't been banned on lolwrestling.com, we might as well start with winners and losers. This opening round allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of them telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say this week's biggest winner is The Rock, because Cena no longer wishes to ejaculate on his chest. You could just say that this week's biggest loser is The Rock, because now Cena wishes to shit on his chest. So that being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest winners and or losers? Let's go over to the Minty Irish Balls and talk to Mince. Mince, your winners and or losers for this week.
Loser today, in just less than 30 seconds ago, was Swerveface, who just decided to take a leave of absence. Fuck. That's his handicap now. Winners this week, Punk DVD is going to have Rancid on it. I mocked the fuck out. Can't help it. Other loser this week. The WWE has purchased the rights. Oh, there we go. WWE has purchased the rights to the Leprechaun movies, which we can then see Leprechaun 14 Money in the Bank, where Hornswoggle finally cashes in his Money in the Bank briefcase.
Fantastic stuff there. Yes, Swerveface. Oh, Swerveface is back now. Swerveface Tenga. This is a serious handicap to the Minty Irish Bulls. But let's go over to Omega BR. Your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, I have to disagree. I'd say this week's winner is, in fact, the often crestfallen WWE Films Department for getting that fantastic deal with Lionsgate Films to resurrect the classic horror series Leprechaun. Finally, a move that makes sense. You know, it's only natural given who they have on their roster currently, and I'm sure that The Miz is very happy they finally have a role for him. And this week's loser, I'm afraid, has to be AJ Lee. Despite winning her match on SmackDown, her boyfriend Daniel Bryan has released a blog on his Facebook, I believe, as to 10 reasons as to how she can become a better diva, such as dressing better, not playing video games, and being taller. Although I think he missed a few, such as to quit eating fruit roll-ups and start doing real ones, to compete in Tropic Sun swimsuit contests as much as possible, to have the best match of her career at a house show in Boise, to learn such classic maneuvers as the Lewinsky lasso and the sunset flip, minus the flip, of course. And finally, the most important thing she can do is to not go towards the curtain and wait there when John Laurinaitis tells her to get in the gorilla position.
Oh, wow.
She must know what that means.
A Kelly joke with AJ in winners and losers. My face went. I have no idea. Let's move on. Is Swerveface in the house?
But...
no. Okay, let's go over to PX then. PX. You're winners and or losers. You might have to do this twice. Carry on.
Well, his absence is a worry, I suppose. So means be looking up and down this list and see who else we could nab out of the audience here. So my winners and losers this week that I wrote, or I didn't write because it's a spontaneous show, all came out of one segment off of Monday Night Raw last night, and that was the Triple H Shawn Michaels Undertaker dealy. So my loser this week is going to be Alex Riley, because Shawn Michaels, he came out to do his promo first to kick off that segment, and as when he was calling out the Undertaker, he asked the Undertaker to say it to his face. Now, this was the ultimate opportunity for Alex Riley's weird Linkin Park music to hit the speakers and to set up a match between Shawn Michaels and Alex Riley and push him over the moon. But alas, it was in fact the Undertaker who came out instead. Another winner or loser, depending on how you look at it, the winner is the Ultimate Fighting Championship, because the Undertaker, once he made his appearance, spoke about April 21st. Now, April 21st is the date of UFC 145, which means Undertaker quite clearly is more psyched for Rashad Evans and John Jones than he is for Rock versus Cena. And finally, Triple H, all the while, he made his appearance quite briefly at the end in the shortest promo he's ever cut. Probably the first promo, but under 20 minutes even. Triple H, what he was doing the entire time he was watching that promo, he wrote a little song about how he felt about his match with The Undertaker. See, he was very scared of facing The Undertaker, even though he put up a good facade in his promos. But he needed some reinsurance from Vince McMahon. So this is a song to go with that, and it goes a bit like this. When Triple H was a young wrestler and the sun was going down, The Undertaker's darkness, it would always make him frown. He'd hide under his pillow from what he thought he saw, but Vinnie Mac said that wasn't the way to deal with fears at all. He said, Hunter, you've got to stand up tall. Learn to face your fears. You'll see that they can't hurt you. Just laugh and make him disappear. And tell the big absurd face he can take, I can leave you alone. If he thinks he can beat you in a one-on match at WrestleMania with Shawn Michaels, special guest referee, that he's got a coming interference. If such a thing makes him just want to say, buried.
Let it never be said Irish.
Never did I think we'd have My Little Pony on shoot promo. But
oh, thank
Google
you. The joke!
Good God. let's move on. Let's go over to GoldenEye. Your winners and or losers for this week.
Okay, just get all that out of our minds. One winner this week is Base Days for managing to get Mark Henry on his team. So now, you know, they should be able to win, and Johnny Ish should be able to keep his job unless Zack Ryder ends up going on to Teddy's team. Another winner is A-Train, because there are rumors that he might come back to the WWE also as Ace's henchman. This week's biggest loser, though, is Vance Archer, because obviously he was last seen crying, apparently. Or was that Helms? I don't know, but they all look the same anyways. But anyways, so, you know, Zack Ryder wants to know where Vance Archer is, but in reality, this is actually a pretty good time for a show on the WWE Network. It'd be a kid's show. Where in the world is Vance Archer? Oh, Trent Beretta. Well, but same thing anyways.
I thought it was a legitimate mistake. And it was.
They all look the same anyways.
I'm so glad everyone prepares for this show. Okay, let's try this one more time. Smile face. Not even here.
He's gone again.
Okay. Let's go to our standby.
Oh, wait.
What the hell?
Oh, here we go.
What the hell?
Swerve, are you there?
Whose side is he on?
Okay, right.
Red, you're roboting.
Red's barely even here.
I'm beer. I'm dying.
Your beer?
Here. Okay, let's go to Abused Decoy instead, who I believe could possibly fill in for Swervace if you fancy doing
yes,
the
win. Yes, I can. Let's go for it.
Go for it, man. Winners and or lose this week from our Swervface impersonate, our Swervface Decoy. Go ahead.
Okay, the loser this week can be the former Tough Enough wrestler, Jeremiah Riggs, who lost his MMA match in the first round to a armbar, which has got to be the worst way to die. And winner this week is John Laurinaitis for being amazing again, because every single time he's on TV, he is gold, along with a David Otunga, who I find the most hilarious person on Raw without being funny. I guess that'll do.
It's a good start. It's good stuff. See, look. And he didn't even say the word balls. It's amazing.
Balls.
Oh, damn it. You've ruined it now.
One of us.
Let's go over to Winner Dump. Round this round off, my friend. Your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, I gotta say that this week's biggest winner has to be former Broski of the Week, Trent Beretta, who once again showed up on Z True Long Island Story, but unfortunately, it looks like his arm was broken, so he couldn't slide around at the bottom of an escalator where you've got this one half going up, the other half going down. If you sit in the middle, you can spin around. But, you know, it's too bad he's not indestructible like he claims on his Twitter, but, you know, once he heals up, people are going to be clamoring for him to do his signature flippy stuff on TV, because everybody loves that stuff. So he's going to be on the fast track to randomly interrupting David Otunga matches and saying his catchphrase. But since he doesn't have a catchphrase, I guess he's just going to have to do his entrance taunt. This week's biggest loser is, appropriately enough, losing streak angles. They don't work on heels that we hate, okay? If we want to see guys get beat up all the time and they're bad guys, seeing them get beat up all the time isn't going to be satisfying. They're just going to think, oh, what a bunch of dweebs. They're not going to look intimidating or strong, you know? Losing streak angles only really work on baby faces that look like they're teenage boys, you know? Guys who look like they would legitimately get destroyed every single week if they get booked against Big Daddy V's tits.
Sweat
so, you interrupted my flow, man. I was on a major rant. Anyway, I guess it's just really terrible. It's not very good storytelling. You don't want to see the bad guy crawl all the way back up from nothing. It's like last year after The Miz tweaked his knee during the Money in the Bank match, and then the next night Alex Riley was working the knee, and The Miz had to overcome the odds and defeat Alex Riley to advance in the tournament. That doesn't work on heels. We're supposed to hate them. They're supposed to be the cheating scumbags. We want to see them get the crap beaten out of them on pay-per-view. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to be a bunch of chumps. And we're going to have no interest in them. We're going to start playing Fire Pro Wrestling during their matches and promos.
Give you a bonus point for probably the longest thing I've ever heard you say on this show. It's quite incredible, sir. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. God, that's quite a gap this week. 20 points to 14 in the lead of the three-man power trip, with 20 points slightly behind on 14. Are the Minty Irish Bulls. I almost said the Manty Irish Bulls there. Let's move on, which is about 6 degrees of tag team preparation. So, team captains, who have you selected to put together a team? Mints, who have you elected?
Me.
He's elected himself. He's booked himself to be pleased with this. Omega BR from the three-man power trip, who have you selected to be your tag team specialist?
If I remember correctly, I believe Window Dump loves tag teaming.
I am the tag team specialist, after all.
Yes, he has had many partners, not all of them sexual. So let's have a look at this week's WWE question. Team is a great word. It's an anagram of meat. There's no I in it. There's no Q, Z, or K for that matter either. Teams form part of our lives. We support them, we follow them, we cheer them, we form them, we get them ready to go. And it's particularly the aspect of forming teams and getting them ready to go that we are interested here. Two men that are having to put together teams at the moment are Teddy Long and John Laurinaitis. In WWE's never-ending quest to push the power struggle that no one really cares about, both men will put together teams of six to take on each other, with the winning team earning their representative the entire WWE landscape of programming. So, with seemingly unlimited budgets and a number of injuries on the roster, I would like you to come up with a team of six for one of the candidates and state exactly why that role would be great for that person on that team, and why they make such a great addition to that team. So you can pick either Teddy Long or John Laurinaitis, and we need a team of six with a reason for each member of your team. So Mint, seeing as your team is slightly behind, who are you going to pick first? Are you going to pick? Hello. Are you going to pick Teddy Long or John Laurinaitis?
I will pick Teddy Long.
Teddy Long, okay, so Winterdump, you've got John Laurinaitis. So, Mintz, your Teddy Long six-man team.
My Teddy Long six-man team will consist of, if it's any budget whatsoever and I can choose anyone, I would choose David Otunga, JTG, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, what's that, four? that's four.
David Young.
If I can choose Divas, Alicia Fox, and why not, we'll just toss Teddy Long in, and he can be the sixth person, since he was, you know, personnel. They would all be good, because they would win, because, you know, all of them are black. It would be a simple case of, you know, if it's going to be an all... You know what we could do? We could call them the All Blacks, or as the name of them, and or we could call them three packets of Twix. I don't know. apart from that, all of them, you know, you can't make a black team lose on TV. You know, it'll be racist, it'll be this, it'll be that. So, why not put them over?
We've reached new levels of controversy on this show tonight. Windowdump, please try and save the show if you might. John Laurinaitis' team, with any budget, six members, please.
Okay, team Johnny Ace. Well, this is going to be a pretty tricky one. Well, he's Johnny Ace, so obviously he has to have the number one, the aces of wrestling all throughout the world. So obviously we're going to need to put, let's see, what's that guy? Geez, I know this one. Yeah, Tyson Kidd. He's the best. Who else is the best? Randy Orton, Chris Jericho, CM Punk. Who else is the best? Bret Hart. And I don't know. Let's put Seth. No, not that guy. Dean Ambrose. Let's put Dean Ambrose on there. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's completely insane. He'll completely kill everyone in the ring, drop them on their heads. Then he'll no-sell everything and drop them on their heads again. And then, in a massive swerve, I think he's going to wind up pinning Johnny Ace and win the WCW Championship from Diamond Dallas Page.
What?
Wait, sorry. This is for WrestleMania, not Bound for Glory, right? Jeez, I got those confused.
Oh, dear.
No, but seriously, Dean Ambrose, he's a guy to watch. I think JR is going to be commentating on one of his FCW matches, which should air sometime next month, so keep your eyes on Florida, and I don't mean Universal Studios.
Give an extra point for burying TNA not in the TNA round. Impressive stuff. Let's have a look at the points after that round. The gap is slowly closing, 22 points to 27. Still in the lead with 27 points are the three-man power trip. Slightly behind on 22 are the Minty Irish Bulls. We're still down a swerve face despite him jumping in. Okay, so abused decoy, you're back in play. Congratulations.
Yay.
As we move into our first free-for-all round, which is entitled The Numbers Don't Lie. In this round, our panel will be given a statistic, and we'll try and explain what that statistic refers to. For example, the statistic 25% can refer to many things, like the likelihood of a wrestler retaining their championship in a fatal four-way match, the amount of body weight the average wrestler gains in a five-year period, and it's also the percentage of the roster that Kelly Kelly hasn't slept with yet. Sorry, 19%. No, 16%. 10%. Two. Run, Hornswoggle! Run! No, too late. So, teams, this week's statistic that I would like you to discern is 118. 118. What does the statistic 118 refer to?
The amount of Tenga eggs that you need to cover one finger of RMD.
The amount of days Daniel Bryan has held his title.
The amount of matches that have happened at WrestleMania.
Whenever Eve is out there, she gives 118%. But it's still not enough.
118 as those guys with the mustache that run and give you numbers.
What?
What?
Thank you for stating that.
True though.
What would you like to say?
Would you like a clue? It refers to days.
That's like the amount of days that Cody Rhodes held the Intercontinental title for.
No.
The number of days that CM Punk has held the WWE Championship for.
You're in the
The
right
number
area.
Of days that Austin Aries has held the X Division title.
The amount of points the Atlanta Hawks scored in their last basketball game.
The number of days... I got this. The number of days that Beth Phoenix has gone without defending the Divas Championship.
It's probably true as well. Okay, it refers
the number
to someone...
of days that Austin Aries has held the X Division title for.
Oh my goodness.
The amount of people Kelly gives a blowjob to every single day.
It refers to someone who hasn't been around recently.
Is it the year that Emperor Hadrian was elected to the Roman Council?
Okay, I think I got this. The number of days that it's been since Evan Bourne was suspended.
No.
It's not the number of days it's been, it's the number of days it was for someone to hold the title and someone's already overtaken it.
So vague. It refers to a masked wrestler.
The amount of days it's been since Sin Cara was on TV.
That will do. There we go. I'll give the points to PX.
Yes.
Yes, sadly, Sin Cara has been away from the roster for a long time. The
Good.
Man with no face has been absent from WWE since November 2011. And as a result, the WWE has been botch-free for 118 days. Well, apart from Randy Orton's two concussions, Big Show breaking Wade Barrett's arm, Mark Henry's groin, AJ's neck, Michael Cole's commentary, Triple H's penis, and The Undertaker saying that WrestleMania is on a Wednesday. But, you know...
And The Miz. You didn't say The Miz is killing R-Truth.
Well, The Miz, yeah, he's obviously, yeah. The Miz is responsible for everything that's gone wrong, ever.
Red, do you know where
he's going? There goes face again.
He's actually got a time machine, and he's went back in time to 1997 to try and get Shawn Michaels' smile and put that on his face so at least he's got a part of a face.
Did he find the time
point for that.
Did he find Edge and Christian's time machine?
He probably did.
The flux capacitor still smoking, as The Rock said in his recent promo.
With that one extra point, the scores have changed dramatically. It was a tie, 31-all, but now it's 32 points to 31 with Minty Irish Balls in the lead as we move in to a second question round, which is our TNA round, which this week is all about Pokemon. So, team captains, who's going to catch them all? Let's go to Omega BR, who have you selected to be your Pokemon master?
I don't think I have played Pokemon since I walked out of the first movie, so I'm gonna pass this over to you.
How
you
could
demon!
You? How could you? I cried every time at Ash is getting all stoned.
There's gonna be a remake of the film with RVD as the Ash.
Oh boy. So I'm gonna pass this one to Goldeneye.
GoldenEye, a good decision there. N64 games, Nintendo, this is a guaranteed winner for him. And Mintz, on your side, who have you decided to elect for the TNA round?
If we're talking about Pokemon and we've got to catch them all, if anyone's catching them all, I choose Kelly Kelly. I mean...
Oh, you! You just keep earning points. Who have you selected, my friend?
PX.
PX!
I can't do anyone else.
It's PX versus GoldenEye. Let's have a look at this week's question. This week's Impact was the go-home show for the infamous pay-per-view Victory Road. In fact, so many of TNA's greatest matches happened at Victory Road in the past few years. Jenna Maraska versus Charmel, Jeff Hardy versus Sting, just to name the only two. So the only thing that could make this better or worse is to give the event a gimmick. In the Pokemon games, Victory Road is the final stage before becoming champion of the Pokemon League. So similarly, what would a cruiserweight who is ready for the Pokemon League have to face in order to become the ultimate champion of TNA, brother? Who would be the gym leaders? What types would they use? Who are the Elite Four? Who would be Team They, the evil organization bent on conquering the Pokemon world? And who would the rival be who was there from the start just to ruin your end? So, essentially, the entire Pokemon universe in TNA. So let's go over to those slightly behind, GoldenEye. The Pokemon universe in TNA, whenever you're ready.
All right, you would start out and your starters would be the three people that started TNA, Bob Ryder, Jeff Jarrett, Jerry Jarrett, and the old man teaches you how to catch cheeks, the famous jobber who ended up breaking the ring. Your rival would end up being obviously Vince McMahon, because, I mean, come on, he basically ruins everything about TNA. Or do they do it themselves? Oh, did I say that out loud? Anyways, so it would go on. The gym leaders would be the various mid-carders of TNA, such as, you know, guys like, you know, Brother Ray, Eric Young, etc. Eric Young would probably use something like a flying type, I guess. Brother Ray would definitely use a dark type. You know, Suicide would use something because nobody knows what Suicide is other than him being Woo. And anyways, you know, you go, the evil organization would obviously be Fortune. So, you know, you get into all of that, you know, you fight Fortune, their leader. However, the final Elite Four member just has to be Hulk Hogan. And of course, no matter how many times you game shark the game, you can never win because Hulk Hogan does not think that you're ready, brother, dude, Jack.
Does that mean that the only name you could enter into the game would be Brother Dude Jack?
Yes, it would. And a variation of other things that he calls people, whatever that may be.
The other option is Mean Gene, possibly. Let's move over to PX. Top that is all I can say. The Pokemon world and the TNA universe.
It's a tough one, all right. The first one I want to say, if some of the trainers or some of the wrestlers in the world are Pokemon, then Jeff Jarrett has to be a Krikatune. And if you don't know what a Krikatune is, Krikatune has the most distinct call of all the Pokemon. It sounds like very distinct, much like Jeff Jarrett's entrance music. Free woo, free woo, free woo. Gary Oak is going to be Hulk Hogan, because everything that you've done, Hulk's done it already, brother. He's been there. He's done that. Sin Cara would be the fire trainer at the Elite Four, because if you've played the Elite Four and met the fire trainer, he doesn't actually have fire Pokemon, because there aren't actually any fire Pokemon. There isn't enough fire Pokemon to make a full team in that game. Zima Ion, he can be the fighting champion because he just knocks people the fuck out. Ric Flair will be the ghost type Pokemon trainer. He'll bring all the ghosts from the past back, much like himself. And Don West will be the head of Team Rocket. When you find this out, you'll be like, you've got to be kidding me, Don West! And Don West will be shoving all sort of shitty products, because if you ever fought Team Rocket, you realize they always use shitty Pokemon like Rattatas and Pidgeys. Well, oh, he's got millions of them. He's trying to sell them off to you. Oh, you gotta get the Rattata. Only $500 for this Rattata, and you know what? Fuck Don West.
Well, actually, fuck Don West. I don't think any we could actually put that out as advice for people.
Red, would you? Is it just me, or would you believe that TNA would be Lavender Town? Because of the ghost tumor, that's where everybody goes wrestler-wise to die.
You can have an extra point for that, Mince.
I forgot something in mind. If you want to associate TNA with Pokemon, it should be Digimon. You know, the lesser-known brand.
Digimon's
stuff.
Awesome.
It's like a battle between the two swear faces, the real one and the decoy. No one knows what's going on. I know what's going on, though. Okay. Let's end this round. Let's have a look at the scores. It's a tie. It's 41 points to 41. It's all to play for,
yes!
Those. As we move into our second free-for-all round, which is entitled Product Placement. In this round, the teams will take on the role of WWE merchandise creators, coming up with inventive suggestions for products in the lines or areas that we suggest. It shouldn't just be limited to WWE wrestlers, though. But let's be honest, the only good bit of merchandise ROH have put out was their brand new trading card game. Literally, there is only one card. I think Kevin Steen has it at the moment, but he's looking to trade it for a double down from KFC. So get in contact with Kill Steen Kill, or whatever his name is on Twitter, and ask him for the trading card, I guess. So teams, our first line that I would like you to suggest products for is medical supplies. Medical supplies. So wrestler branded medical supplies.
Okay, this one's pretty easy. You're going to have the Randy Orton branded concussion scanning machine.
Ric Flair stitching kit.
Vladimir Kozlov sandwich.
Zima Ion's neck brace.
Oh.
Too soon.
Kelly's lubricant.
Broski brand back braces.
How about Hornswoggle birth control? Because, you know, you could end up with that.
Any more in the medical supply department? Swerve's just left us. Let's move on. Another product line we'd like you to come up with some suggestions for are party themes. Party themes or things you could use at a party.
RVD's super dank weed.
I'm going to steal this one from Table of Japan. Drew McIntyre themed party supplies. What's the difference between these party supplies and Drew McIntyre? Someday your party will be over.
The Cody Rhodes smoke machine and a mirror ball.
Hulk Hogan's party microwave, so that your party food will always be ready, brother. Do Jack.
Jeff Hardy face paint.
Shoot promos ball pit.
Oh, a CD from Jeff Hardy's band, so everyone knows it's time to leave.
Kurt Hawkins brand party starting kit contains a coupon for one appearance from Tyler Rex.
Any more?
And for sleepovers, Sabu's sleeping bag for whenever you need to sleep on the job.
Fantastic stuff. Our third line we'd like you to come up with products for are gardening tools. Gardening tools in before the inevitable.
Yeah, Ric Flair blades.
Triple H shovel.
Eve's and after. Hose.
See, I would have gone for a Triple H brand garden brooms. I know you're thinking garden brooms, those don't exist, but you're wrong.
Okay, we're wrong.
John Zandy weed whacker.
Oh.
The WWE Divas branded leaf blower.
And endorsed by Johnny Ace.
Oh wait, Mexico's lawnmowers.
Oh yeah, very
nice. Oh, yeah.
What's the product?
One deer.
Garden tools, swear face.
Randy Orton's fertilizer.
just before, my suggestion for medical equipment, which I didn't get through with Scott Stein, was liposuction for fat asses.
Oh, you can have a point for that, my friend. Okay, let's round that off. Last one we'd like to come up for, WWE or wrestler cash for gold scheme. So, cash for gold schemes. for wrestlers, or cash for whatever schemes.
Ric Flair for money.
Don West for total garbage.
Zandig Sun for legs.
Hey, do you have a botch that you need to sell? Come visit Sin Cara's Botch for Gold. You give me your botch, and I will give you gold. I mean, point.
We'll bleed for cash.
John Cena's cash for jorts scheme. With jorts going completely out of style, now is the best time to sell your jorts and get new camo shorts.
The Rock's boots for cashes. Clap, 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 clap.
The entire Divas division because there's enough gold diggers there.
Okay.
The ROH roster because they all look the same, so you should be able to get the same amount of gold for them.
Okay, let's have a look at the points after that round. It's 58-62. 62 points in the lead are the three-man power trip. Slightly behind on 58 points are the Minty Irish Bulls. As we move into our final question round, which this week is all about Oklahoma. And looking at my sheet here, the two people that are going south this week are Omega BR and Swerveface, if his internet
hopefully
connection
Swerveface
stays
hopefully
up. So let's have a look at this week's question. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling that everything will go the wrestling fans' way. Unless, of course, you live in the state of Oklahoma, of course. Effective at the end of this month, competitive physical contact sports, including professional wrestling, will be banned in the Sooner State. The biggest travesty to the state since Michael Cole wasted Jim Ross's barbecue sauce. However, Raw was scheduled to be taped in the state's capital in October, which shouldn't be a concern for a wrestling show that's all talk and video segments. With that in mind, what other excuses could wrestling companies come up with to enter a loophole in the system in order to host an event in Oklahoma? Will they perhaps create their own rendition of the musical Oklahoma? Or will there be a two-hour commercial for Jim Ross's barbecue sauce products? Break this problem in half and cast it into the hellfire and brimstone. So, what tactics and methods could wrestling promoters use to get away with doing wrestling in Oklahoma? Let's go to the man with the internet connection that continually drops out. Swerveface! How do you tackle this problem?
Well, we have to do it like those silly indie companies work out. But I have a solution. We will get the crowd in Oklahoma. We'll set everything up. We'll set the ring. We'll set the Titantron. And we'll even have the announce table so everyone can endure Michael Cole. But the actual wrestling will happen in a secret, unknown, underground bunker where the actual wrestling will happen, as it will be via satellite from Oklahoma. So it's just like CZW doing their light tube matches in another place that they shouldn't be doing it. They're still doing it in Oklahoma, but not actually in the arena. So it's just going to be via satellite, which I know some people hate The Rock for doing that, but come on. People deserve what they want to see. And, you know, it's better than what happened in Orlando for 4 fucking weeks or something.
All right. But via satellite from an underground bunker.
Kane's fire segments will be taped from Bristol.
You have an extra point, PX. Let's go over to Omega BR. How would you solve the difficult problem of doing wrestling in Oklahoma when it's banned?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the highest point in Oklahoma is in fact, Black Mesa. So I'm thinking, you know, they, under the pretense of shooting some kind of Half-Life film, they could go in and stage a quote-unquote fight scene between, you know, the wrestlers playing the scientists and, say, guys like Hornswoggle and David Otunga and Drew McIntyre playing the aliens. They wouldn't even need costumes. And then, of course, you know, we could make the Divas useful for something for once. We could, under the pretense of some kind of fashion show or interactive ballet in which the Divas kind of prance around while the wrestlers do their thing, you know. I mean, obviously, nobody can really tell that they are really hurting each other, right? So, you know, just have them in the background compete with the matches while the divas look pretty and such. Or, you know, just the classic, as good old JR would advise, just throw out the wrestling and have all the wrestlers play football. A great pastime in the great state of Oklahoma, and incorporate the wrestling moves into the football. You know, we could have, instead of tackles, we could have bulldogs. Instead of punts, we could have bicycle kicks. And instead of touchdowns, we could have Hell in a Cell match.
Okay, completely swerved me there. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. It's 71 points to 61. Jumping into the lead are the three-man power trip. Slightly behind on 61 points are the Minty Irish Bulls. As we move in to our final round, which is, of course, spontaneous promotion, where the teams try and make up some final points before heading in to defend the indefensible. Two members of each team will randomly select a wrestler, situation, and wildcard by using the letters A to D. Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character as much as possible. This week on Raw, Thugonomics Cena returned to talk about respect and how it is earned. The Rock came out with a guitar and sang some songs. Both were concerned about their asses and dongs. So this week, our wildcards will be the musical musings of a lyrical MC. Our panel will be given a word that they must use to rhyme within their promos, line by line. So with lyrical intent to be endlessly quoted, team captains, who have you selected to be spontaneously promoted?
Booyah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yes!
So this week's wildcard theme, if you haven't worded out, is rapping. So, Omega, who have you selected to be your Rapmaster 3000s this week?
Rapmaster PN News.
True to form, I'm going to pass this on to my team members.
I mute myself there. Goldeneye and Window Dump will be taking up.
Yes.
Okay. Mince, who have you selected on your team to do some rapping this week?
Thank you very much for that rap, Vanilla Midget. Swearface and PX. We know we know why.
Swearface is because Scottish people can't rap.
Of course we can. Come on.
Alright. Okay, I'll just check in. Okay, so Goldeneye, you'll be going first. You have free reign of the board. What would you like to go for?
Most autistic thing I can think of. C-A-D.
C-A-D. Okay. You are Erwin R. Scheisser, or IRS. The Undertaker wants you to break his streak, and you are very conflicted. And the word I would like you to use to rhyme each individual line of your promo is cat. So that's Erwin R. Scheisser. The Undertaker wants you to break his streak, and you are very conflicted, using the word cat. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
So I rhyme every word with the word cat.
Every line.
Google cat in the hat, and you got it all there.
Yeah, go for that. That will work. I'll even give you a few seconds to do that. You ready?
Yo, Undertaker, are you ready with this? Because whenever I beat you, you will be all piss. And then whenever I beat you, your streak will be zero. You're betting your name had better not be Theo. I can't rap at all, by the way. my name is IRS, and I'm a money man. And you won't even be good in a jam, so you better just quit. Taker, you just quit, cause you about to be down with all of this. That didn't rhyme with the cat, but who cares? so you better get ready. So holla back, because you had better be down with that.
not finishing with, because I ain't no hollaback girl.
But back that ass up. I can't rhyme. I can't rhyme at all.
Completely disregarding the rules there, but at least you
God,
got the last...
spaghetti everywhere!
You got the last...
Right.
You got the last word in there as that and whatever. That's good enough for me. We expect better from everyone else, though, so the bar has been set by GoldenEye. It's very, very low, so ready to step over that bar is PX. Your letter combination, please.
It can only be BBC.
BBC. Okay. BBC. You are Road Dog. You have just won the Royal Rumble. And the word I would like you to use to rhyme your rap is day. Day. So,
how do you spell that?
D-A-Y.
Okay, I got it.
Right. You're Road Dog. You have just won the Royal Rumble. And I would like you to rhyme your promo with the word day whenever you are ready.
fucking stuff. It's the Road Dog, and on this day, I'm winning the Rumble. I ain't made of clay. won my match at the Briscoe Bay. Y'all didn't think I could do it this day. But don't get out of your seats. Y'all better stay. It's the Road Dog on this day. Saying rhymes. Rapping rhymes like Brodus Clay. Much better writer than Tina Fey. I'm a better singer than Tayson Day, winning the Royal Rumble on this day. So, wow. Now that I've won the Rumble on this day, tell me right now, when am I getting my pay?
Oh my god, my brain, please somebody stop the pain. Oh god, we picked words. We sat there and we thought, we picked words that deliberately had lots of things to rhyme with. You used
I know,
the word that... day to rhyme the word day more than anything else.
Play twice.
Did you
hear what I say?
Could have used the word pray, say.
Gay.
Hey, 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 hey.
God.
As Table of Japan pointed out, your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, see, that would have been a good one to do. Well, Window Dump, it's your turn to step up to the plate. I believe that you are our expert rapper here.
No, I just listened to lots of old De La Soul albums.
And, that's not much of an expert.
Ultramagnetic MCs, Eric B. and Rakim. That one time I referenced, geez, I know this Swollen Member. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I know this stuff. Okay, so I would like to pick DCA as my words. No real reason, just DCA.
DCA, cool.
Don't care about anybody.
Don't care about anybody. That's good stuff, man. Okay, well, you are Kurt Hennig, who indeed thought that rap was crap.
That's right.
You are on your home planet, made up of replicas of yourself, when Muhammad Hassan, child of New Jack and Tony Schiavone, falls from the sky and airs a tasteless segment on SmackDown. And the word I would like you to rhyme your promo with is rock. That's R-O-C-K. So once again, that's Kurt Hennig on your home planet, made up of replicas of yourself, when Muhammad Hassan falls from the sky and airs a taster segment on SmackDown. And the word I would like you to use to rhyme your rap is rock. Whenever you are ready, take it away, Window Dump.
Muhammad Hassan, what are you doing on this perfect rock? You don't belong here. This is really actually quite a shock. That promo you aired on SmackDown was... Well, it was, It was like something that would be created by a dumb jock. And you know what I think? You can suck all of our perfect cocks. You see, we've got a little something for you. It's called a shoulder block. It's the most perfect block. Apparently I can only think of... Hey, shut up, Mince. Apparently I can only think of 5 words that rhyme with rock.
Mock is another one.
Mock, that's a good one.
Sock.
Sock.
Yes.
The rock and sock connection.
Talk. Okay, hold on. I think I got material now. Okay, Actually, maybe I don't. Okay. Well, Muhammad Hassan, we're gonna beat you up like every tick has a talk. We're gonna kick your ass, purify you, and put you into a sock. And if you ain't down with that, Sheiky baby, tell him what it is. Fuck!
Brilliant stuff.
Yes.
A nice way to round Jesus. Off that.
Red. Can
yes?
I say that I meant to finish my rap with, just like Dracula is from Transylvania, I'm winning the Rumble and going to WrestleMania.
No, you can't tell me that because he rounds over. let's mental note, never make participants have to do actual work. Okay.
you know, I will say that no one should be embarrassed because that is essentially what rap is, just thinking things up on the fly.
It is.
That being said, if the occasion ever... If anyone ever finds themselves in the situation, I wouldn't speak. I would just start throwing punches.
It's a good suggestion. Did you learn that from Chris Brown? Let's move on to Swerveface. You've got
Yay
this week's
for Slim Pickens.
You've got this week's Slim Pickens, which means that you are R-Truth. You are being interviewed moments before you face The Miz at WrestleMania. And the word I would like you to rhyme, to use in your promo, to rhyme in your promo, is orange.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's R-Truth being interviewed moments before The Miz, you face The Miz at WrestleMania, and the only word you can use to rhyme is orange. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
What's up, my name is niggas, it's R-Truth, and tonight I'm in an orange. I'm gonna face the Miz, little Jimmy's, and I'm going to use a sporange.
What? What the hell?
You fucking... The Miz, I have to do this under rhymes, but I can't do anything other than orange. This has been a fucking big red rhyme team, because what else will rhyme with orange? You know what, Red? This is a punishment. You know why, Red rhyme team? Because of my orange? Because my connection flipped up, but maybe it was eating an orange. And you know why it was eating an orange? I have no idea, but I had a
maybe
fucking...
it was hungry.
It was hungry, because like Scott Steiner, it was hungry and it wanted to eat an orange. Just like I had one of some losers typed up. But guess what? WordPad was eating an orange. And you know something?
Come full soup, brother.
And you know something? This is obviously a rig for oranges. Do you know why?
This
Cut
is them
because
out.
The Menti Irish balls were being the leading orange. And now they can't be the leading orange because the other team's going to win the orange today, orange. And you know what? And you know what? Before I'm finished with this orange, seriously, is this why you forced me to do this round just for this word orange? Knowing that I would have been picking the Slim Pickens anyway, orange. Because no other word rhymes with orange. But there was a syndicated comic strip called Rhymes with Orange.
I had to admit, yes, this was a setup. But no, you have done fantastically well with the word orange, and you have said it so many times. I could not give you enough points.
Can this be the 5-point question then?
No, unfortunately, it cannot, I'm afraid. There was no 5-point question this week. But before we look at the final scores and see who has won this week's show, it's time to have a look at our audience participation question, which involved people telling us things that Chris Jericho has forced them to do this week that they didn't want to do. Jay Gunnery has suggested that Jericho made him buy a terrible metal album. I can't imagine which one that would be. Possibly a Fozzy one. Let's have a look, see what else we got. Winterdump, I stole some Loverboy tapes for Jericho. He had me Weird Al tapes, man. I had no choice. Terrible. I like this one, though. This is probably my favourite one. Jericho made me break my walls down, then the roof fell on top of me, and I've been buried for a week. That was from, that was from Not Big M. He also said, Not Big M also sent us, Jericho made me learn 900 variants of the armbar. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff, guys. Let's have a look at the final scores before we move into Defend the Indefensible. It's 85 points to 76. This week's winners and going through to defend the Indefensible are the three-man power trip.
Wow,
heavyweight champion. Okay, I'm done.
Orange.
I can tell you my favorite color has always been red.
Yeah, well, mine's definitely not been orange.
Yes, yes, we know. We're past that round.
Defend the Indefensible, of course, is our final round where this week's winning team of the three-man power chip gets to battle it out for our star prize, which this week is a Do What You Don't Want to Do Because I Made You, a series of self-audio tapes from Chris Jericho, including How to Run Over Your Neighbor's Dog, How to Run Over Your Neighbor's Children, and How to Run Over Your Neighbor. Order now and you'll also get a free audio tape of punching female fans and wives of Hall of Famers for just $9.99. But wait, that's not all. Ask our mints and you can get Theodore R. Long's Mean Lean Tag Team Machine. It produces the tag team matches whilst you open the show and the segments drip right off. He's so proud of it, he put his name on it.
Holla holla.
The teams will assign both them himself and the team captain will assign both himself and his teammates with a letter A, B, or C. Each letter corresponds to a statement that no wrestling fan could defend, but they will have to for 30 seconds. The person that defends the statement the best will go away with a star prize. The players will be judged by the defeated team of Minty Irish Balls, and if there is a tie, I will cast the deciding vote. So Omega BR, who are you going to assign which letter this week?
I'll have GoldenEye as A, Window Dump as B, and I will choose C for myself.
It's almost the GWO there. Fantastic stuff. Okay, so GoldenEye, are you ready?
I guess so. I'm still laughing at the Mean Lean Tag Team Machine. Go ahead, though.
Okay. Your statement that you have to defend for 30 seconds is Team Teddy Long at WrestleMania should consist of Texas Red, Punisher Dice Morgan, Mean Mark Callis, The American Badass, The Undertaker, and the Mag Light Urn. Your time starts now.
Well, of course it should. I mean, all three of those guys are undefeated at WrestleMania. I mean, it's a great decision or to get all those guys in one ring. I mean, if you're at a match at WrestleMania and you choose everybody who's been undefeated at WrestleMania, you can't lose. I mean, seriously, it's gonna be nearly impossible to lose whenever every person on your team is undefeated at WrestleMania. Dong.
There we go. We got there eventually. Good stuff. Yeah, I could only agree with that. Let's move on. Let's go to Winterdump. Are you ready, my friend?
Hit me.
Okay. Every member of the Midcard Mafia should be given a marching band gimmick, and all of them should play the tuba in order to atone for their misdeeds. Your time starts now.
Well, obviously, the Midcard Mafia was such a poorly conceived idea, they deserve to be in the goddamn doghouse for that stuff. And I think the only way that they'll be able to do that is for them to actually get a gimmick that they might be able to get over. You know, marching band, everybody loves marching bands, and tubas. They're goddamn deep, bassy, and resonant, just like my incredibly sexy voice. All the ladies are going to get moist for the Midcard Mafia and their tubas and their incredibly sexy marching band outfits that show off all of their perfect assets, if you catch my drift. Not that they have any, because they are completely terrible.
Oh, God. He almost went
even
over
worked
there.
In a, so, he even worked in a rhyme.
It was good. Good stuff. And finally, Omega BR, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Delayed response. Dramatic pause. Okay, your statement to defend is... In order to ensure that Kane was defeated, Skip Sheffield should debut as his brother Abel, then Drew McIntyre debuts as unable, then Zach Gowen debuts as disabled. It then ends with all three facing off against the newly formed stable of returning Mabel, Sable, and Justin Gabriel. Your time starts now.
Well, clearly the WWE writers have been catching up on their Dr. Seuss, so this is quite the great idea, you know. Everybody loves Kane storylines, everybody loves Kane being humiliated. And what better way than to have this gaggle of misfits, you know, Sable, she can probably try to seduce the Big Red Machine, you know, just incredible. He can kind of sit in the corner and take everyone's drink order. Mabel, he can...
You're out of time there, God. He
can win the King of the Ring.
That was quick that time.
Well, yes, 30 seconds does last only 30 seconds. Minty Irish Balls, if you could send me your text votes. Swerves is coming in at the moment. He's going, okay.
PX. I couldn't think of anything for Mabel that didn't involve giant breasts.
Winning the...
But we already had that with Sable.
I know.
Mince, that's not an option.
I don't care. It was a fucking option.
Okay, well... And Swerve has now also voted for that. So,
well done, Swerve.
2-1. This week's thank you, Goldeneye. 2-1. This week's winner, and going home with the Chris Jericho tapes and the Teddy Long Mean Lean Tag Team Machine is Window Dump.
Yes. Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Promo! Champion!
Indeed, how fitting for the man with many partners, not all of them sexual, to end up with a tag team machine.
I'm actually going to give that to Goldeneye.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Next week, the tournament continues as we find out the last two teams to gain points will be the Grand Wizards taking on the three-handled moss-covered family Gridanzas as we continue and we end the competition of this gripping contest and find out which two people will go through to our grand finale. Don't forget, of course, if you want to get more involved with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at Shoot Promo Show. You can like us on facebook.com/shootpromo. Let's know what you think of the shows, as well as find details on how to be part of our audience. It only remains for me to say thank you very much to our teams, the Minty Irish Bulls, who were mints.
Hey, people listening to this. Aren't you glad we're going to be in a final anyways?
Swerveface!
The ginger woman at my work recently announced she is pregnant by her black boyfriend. She was discussing possible baby names the other day. Apparently Terry the Chocolate Orange is not tolerated and is enough to get you fired.
Oh dear God. Swerveface's decoy for a few moments. Abused decoy.
Goodbye.
And the Irishman himself, PX.
I know which phone company that Swerveface is with. Orange.
God. And on the other team, the winning team, the three-man power trip led by Omega BR.
If there's one thing I know how to do, it's rap. But I won't do it for free.
Not an orange joke. Disappointed there. Goldeneye!
I know what orange likes. I know what orange needs.
Oh, I'm gonna live this one down. And finally, Window Dump!
Okay, let me give this tag team machine a spin. And I've got Randy Orton and The Miz versus Batista and Hulk Hogan.
That'll put the butt
in
the
right off. I would say that tag team match is not ready yet, brother. It only remains for me to say I was your host, Red Reddington. Mint, stop the recording!
Oh, then.